Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. In the name of Jesus, amen. Given a more literal translation of the text of the Nunc Dimittis, the opening address of Simeon's song is startling, at least to the modern ear. The Greek word is desponte. Now, despot, you are releasing your slave. Startling, disturbing, at least. And a modern dictionary defines the title as a ruler with absolute and unlimited power, an autocrat. And then it proceeds to tell us what we really think about such a person, any tyrant or oppressor. Despot and slave, that is the relationship between Simeon and his God. And that troubles us, but not Simeon. One wonders if the mood of the word changed with our changed attitude toward anything that was absolute. In the Enlightenment, for instance, that bothered us. There could be nothing absolute, at least nothing absolute over us, in authority over us, in our reason, and our will, and our whim. No more of the Deus Dixit, God says. No more Deus Dixit for us, as if God's speaking no longer has authority. No more despot and no more talk of slave. We have been freed from such absolutes, freed to be our own masters. No more theonomy. Now we live a life of autonomy, literally self-law instead of God's law. Oh, but this is nothing new, really. It's nothing new to the Enlightenment. Was this not the great temptation to Adam and Eve? That God would not have absolute and total control over their life. And the whole imagery today of what it means to be a controlling person or to be controlled. The beginning, the end, it all comes round again and again. No despots for our lives. We will not be slave to anyone. That's nothing new. That rebellion has been in man's heart from the beginning. And it is there today. We will indeed open certain rooms of our heart to God's inspection and his dwelling and his visitation, but not all, never all. We always keep some chamber of the heart, some chamber of our soul and mind closed to him, because we do not want him to have mastership over all, everything. There is still something of the autonomous, the self-law that we must maintain. We must maintain our space, none of the in-your-faceness of God that cannot be tolerated. But Simeon was not so bothered, for he knows his Lord, the despot whom he addresses. He has now been released or dismissed from his vigil. He has been performing the lengthy task of a watchman. The release from the task will come in death, the same word used here as was used in the Old Testament of Abraham and of Aaron. At the end of his watch comes something else that we might not associate with a despot. At the end of his watch, he declares to his despot, "For you have given peace and shown your salvation and the glory and the light to your people Israel." Peace, salvation, and light. These are the gifts of the great despot that he recognizes and hails here. What a blessed weight it has been for him, and what is even more, what a gracious despot he serves. And now he himself will be presented to the throne of that despot in heaven, the throne of the one who receives him in his grace and mercy, sinful being that he is. He is grateful for the peace, salvation, and light that has been here, and which will be revealed in greater glory to come. The Church, in the wisdom which she so often displays in her liturgy, has appropriated Simeon's song in very instructive ways. The Nunc Dimittis is the canticle for Compline, the final hour of the day, the one before the repose of the night, the one that brings us to the end, symbolically, of all things. But perhaps even more theologically astute is the way in which it is used in the liturgy of the sacrament of the altar. Having departed from the table prepared for us, the imagery of Psalm 23, and there having received the peace, salvation, and light in Christ's body and blood, we too offer the Simeon's song of thanksgiving. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have indeed seen your salvation here in the body and blood of our Savior. What a gracious God you have been to us. You have allowed us to see it even before it is fully realized. We now are saved. It is also then an eschatological message, the end of day, the end of time, the end of all things. They're both here. And we too spend our end time days waiting and watching here in his holy temple, as the psalmist says in the introit. We await the appearing of our Lord and his return of the Christ. How appropriate then that the very song was used at the sacrament and in our liturgical song so often, that we recognize the despot in our day and our slavery to him, a gracious God and a blessed slavery. At the presentation, Christ was manifested. He was epiphanied to Simeon and to the Blessed Anna. He is now once again manifested, epiphanied to us in his body and blood at each supper, in every proclamation of his word, and every remembrance of the baptism, at which time we were made slaves of the great despot, slaves to the one who is such a gracious and marvelous despot. And so once again we have come with the psalmist. Within your temple, God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Amen.